I'm Ed Baxter with Newsteria. Is the Trump administration's claim that DOGE has cut federal contracts by billions of dollars exaggerated? Well, a new political analysis says yes. The Trump administration says no. And the differences are stark. Let's go through it, shall we? Through July, DOGE says it has saved taxpayers $52.8 billion by canceling contracts. But of the political verified contracts, $32.7 billion in actual claimed contract savings, Politico says the savings were closer to $1.4 billion. $32.7 billion to $1.4. And the analysis says of the $1.4, none has been returned to the agencies that are mandated by law to spend it. The Trump administration claims that is not true. President Donald Trump claims hundreds of billions of dollars have already been used to reduce the federal deficit. Remember, Elon Musk initially promised a deficit reduction by $2 trillion. But remember, he is not at DOGE anymore, presumably partly because of frustration that things weren't moving in the right direction. So how do you get to such a disparity of numbers? Well, accounting is not a clean straight line, ever. The old saying goes along the lines, well, sir, here are the numbers. What would you like them to say? So Politico says some fuzzy math is being used here. DOGE uses the maximum spending possible under each contract as its baseline, meaning all the money that could be spent in future fiscal years. That amount can far exceed what will actually be paid. Politico quotes Jessica Tillotman, associate dean at George Washington University Law School, as saying, that's the equivalent of basically taking out a credit card with a $20,000 credit limit, canceling it, and then saying, I've just saved $20,000. The White House says historic savings for the American people have been achieved. It says all the numbers are, quote, rigorously scrubbed with agency procurement officials and updated in real time. As well as the funds sit there, Congress is involved. The president could formally claw back funds through Capitol Hill. Congress did do that with some funds earlier this year, but the total is just a small percentage of the total DOGE claims, and the administration is still required to spend what Congress has approved. And then there are all the federal employees laid off. Politico says potential savings of that so far impossible to calculate. So with what are we left? Well, certainly Americans have been clamoring for a cut in the bloat, which is our bureaucracy. DOGE's mission is to address that. Donald Trump's penchant for over-exaggeration is detailed in his real estate accounting, revealed in his New York court cases, and the Politico analysis, which says DOGE numbers are greatly exaggerated. So who do we believe? What makes sense?